Alrighty, welcome back. This is Green Left Radio on 3CR. It's 8:15 on Friday morning. And on the phone this morning, we have got special guest, Nick Fredman. Nick was a presenter of Green Left Radio in its earlier incarnation. And yeah, joins us this morning. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Zane. Hi, Green Left Radio crew. How's it going? Happy Radio Song.
Oh, cheers. And we've got Sue Bolton in the room as well.
Yeah, hey, Sue. How you going?
Yeah, great. Welcome back to the radio program, Nick.
After a little break of 6 years or something.
Yeah, so yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the early days of the show?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was doing a bit of work for Green Left and Socialist Alliance at the Times. This is early 2015, if I'm correct. And I don't know if you talked about this origin story already, but my recollection is the station management approached Sue, I think, about us possibly Green Left hosting a show. I think they had a little slot vacant, and you know, knowing us from various campaigns and activities, they thought we'd be a good fit. And you know, we talked about it and agreed. I think one thing that was interesting is probably, you know, no, everyone thought it was a great idea, and, you know, respected the station and listened to it and so on. But there was probably maybe a little bit of hesitation. You know, we do lots of work and this will be a bit more work and, you know, we raise lots of money for our own activities and, you know, we'd want to contribute to the radiothon and the fundraising and can we do that? Does it all fit in? But, I think once we got into it, I think in practice we realised that's what we hoped for, expected. It was a lot of cross-fertilisation, and progressive media getting together, and a lot of people we're working with anyway in lots of different areas and campaigns. It's you know, it's not world work. It's more than some of its parts. When people unite and get together and support each other and show some solidarity, we get some good results out of it. And I think it's powering on and expanding. I think the initial slot was half an hour and now doing a whole breakfast slot, you know, and keeping it up for 6 years and being a big part of the station has been a big success story.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point you raised too about the sort of activist media networks and the kind of, I guess, the way that the producing activist media actually is a vehicle to tie activists and link activists together. But yeah, the point you raised about Green Left, the online and the newspaper publication has its own sort of networks around the country, and then 3CR has its own networks, particularly in Melbourne, but those roots spread out far and wide as well. So that's a really good point you make about that kind of cross-fertilisation, that meeting of linking of mashing together of networks.
Yeah, what's interesting, I was there at the early days, being a geezer as I am, the early days of Green Left itself, and even in those days, saying, well, you bring a newspaper out, everything's on the internet now, and at the time, in 1990, I think, I thought, what's this internet? I've never heard of it. So, I mean, obviously, that's where things headed pretty quickly soon after, and Green Left was pretty quick to get into that as well. But, you know, I think a nice print content is good to hold in your hands and read, but having that good progressive lefty content in different forms and accessible really reinforces the message to the people we want to get it to, but also helps form the links between the people producing it. That's one thing I thought was really important. The one reason I was keen on it initially, I'd done a bit of student radio a while before that, in the 90s when I was at uni on 2SER in Sydney, which is it's a unique thing. It's got a little bigger reach than other community radio. And it's not a, you know, it doesn't fly the red flag or anything. It's got a range of stuff on it, but it was a great experience of meeting people and forming some links. So when the opportunity came up for a Green Left show on 3CR, I thought it was a great idea, and I'm really glad I wasn't able to keep it. Being a wage slave parent as I am, wasn't able to keep up getting up in the morning and presenting very long, but yeah, really pleased you've comrades have powered through and they're still going strong.
Yeah. And a couple of years ago, you also helped with the launch gig that we did. And just remind us about that that gig. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty early days as well. So I think that would have been the first radiothon in, after we formally joined the station in 2015. So, yeah, we wanted to make a bit of a splash and make a, you know, regular good contribution to the station itself. So we got a few friends on board, which included the mighty Ezekiel Ox. He's a huge fixture of the left scene in Melbourne, although he's in Newcastle now, I understand. Ray Pereira, the great percussionist. He's been around left for a long time. The reggae band Pressure Drop, who are a great bunch of guys as well. Ali McKeach, the First Nations artist and rapper and all-around great guy. And am I forgetting anyone else? I think that was it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a great night, and that was a great experience as well, and something, you know, we try and do as much as we can. We can bring a bit of fun and culture into the left, and another way of bringing people together. So that's something we can hopefully keep going as well with collaboration people at 3CR and whoever we can get involved.
Heck yeah! All right, well, we've got a couple of announcements, so we might love you and leave you, Nick. But thanks for ringing in this morning and checking in about the start of this latest chapter of Green Left Radio.
Thanks.
Yeah, no worries. And all right, everyone, join up and cough up your dough and support the station.